Welcome to From the Newsroom. Reporters and editors from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette step from behind the keyboard and in front of the mic to offer insights on stories they're working on. From the Newsroom, from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette.
I'm executive editor Dave Nordman. We're joined again by sports editor Jim Wilson to talk some high school sports. Welcome, Jim.
Hey, Dave.
Jim, we've got a lot on our plates today, or shall I say you have a lot of
you've got
notebooks sitting in front of you here full of information. We're going to talk a little bit about boys basketball, a little bit about girls basketball, and last but not least, a little bit about high school hockey. So, Jim, jump right in. Talk about, let's start with boys basketball.
I think the biggest thing about boys basketball right now is St. John's and how they've lost four in a row. Bobby Duquette went down with an injury. He's probably out for the season. And, they've lost four straight. Look at those four wins. They're not a bad loss in there. I mean, they lost to South in double overtime. They lost to Wachusett by, I think, like 13. Doherty by two. And they got handled by Algonquin on Sunday by 21. So they're sort of looking for answers. The problem is their schedule doesn't allow them to really set back and say, you know, okay, we have these three games where we can sort of just reset and try to find somebody to replace Duquette or find out who's going to pick up the pace. I mean, they're still dangerous. Bob Foley at the helm. They got TJ Power, Owen Marrera. They're both losing, they're both scoring over 10 points a game. So I don't think they're going to be, falling in, first round loss in the tournament, but I think they're against the elite teams, they might struggle to find that scoring.
You know, we were here last week, a week ago, and we're talking about how one player makes a team. But so you're telling me, it's just like it's injury upon injury.
They've had a couple injuries, during the season. They've sort of weathered a storm. But Duquette's been the main. He's like the glue guy. He's the guy that obviously he goes down and they have trouble just recovering. I mean, in the past they can lose pieces of the puzzle and they can still fill in. But Duquette was a little harder.
So is Bobby Foley a Bill Belichick guy? Are we gonna know? Is he coming back? Is he done for the season? Is it minor? Is it major? So what's give me an injury update.
I got to look around, see if it's been confirmed. I've heard from a couple people, they say it looks like he's out of the season, but I don't know if it's been official.
Because the season is winding down.
It's one of those things, if it's happened in November, it might be a little easy to come back from. But
usually these things, whatever it is, they say, 3 or 4 weeks. By 3 or 4 weeks, the season's over.
Exactly. And you're starting, you're worried about playing a WPI, and then can you come back for that? I'm sure St. John's has like a dehydration chamber or something like that, or some parent has access to some blood cell transfusion things. So who knows? I'm never saying never when it comes to a St. John's injury. But
so if St. John's is let's say they've come all the way back into the middle of the pack, break down sort of what you got left there in that D1 field. It's starting to shape up. Tournament time, right around the corner.
You always have the problem with this tournament now, and this is probably a discussion in the next couple of weeks, because we have the Eastern Mass invasion. We have like Franklin and Lincoln Sudbury and Acton Boxborough coming in, and you're sort of dealing with them. But I want to focus on the Central Mass teams.
So,
can fill that void? I mean, we talked about the three teams I'm going to talk about are teams that had beaten St. John's in that.
Well, and I guess I should begin by apologizing, saying St. John's came back to the pack. But I guess, maybe they aren't even in that lead pack. And, I know you mentioned last week, like a very strong Wachusett team.
Yeah, I think with Duke, they won 14 straight with Duquette. So I think it was safe to say that they beat Wachusett in the Alaska final.
Sure.
I think St. John's was a step above number one all season, but now they're coming back and now the people are catching up. So like you said, Wachusett, they're probably my pick to take to finish off with the top team in Central Mass, because they're a good team. They handled St. John's last week. They've won 9 straight since that loss to St. John's in the Alaska final. Their only other loss this season was to Catholic Memorial in the season opener. Sam Dyan, he's about to score 1,000 points. He's 24 points away. He's averaging 17 points a game. And most importantly, they have balance, and like Joey Nuttall and Trent Mascara, they can, so if you worry about getting Dion, getting him in the box and Nuttall, and they can sort of take over the game, sort of take some pressure off. He doesn't have to score 20 points a game for him to win. They play this week, we'll know more about Wachusett. They have Asbet on Monday night. They have Westboro on Tuesday night. two top teams. I think Aspen is a very loaded team this year. They're really playing up. They're playing up anytime they can. That's going to make them really hard to beat in a tournament. Playing Wachusett, that's going to be their biggest test of the season. They're not going to face anybody in the postseason as good as Wachusett. So I think it's a great game for them. And we'll see where Wachusett stands after tonight or Monday night.
So you mentioned a couple of other teams there earlier in the podcast, Algonquin being one of them.
Algonquin, they found their stride. They've won 3 of 6, five of six rather, and the only loss was to Wachusett in that stand. They banned with Neshoba, Shrewsbury, Fitchburg, and St. John, so I think they're going to look good and testy going into that tournament. Alex Carabon he came back over from St. Peter Marion, and he's been leading that offense with about 23 points a game. Nick Redden, 17 points a game. They're just going to be tough to stop. Brian Duffy's also there, so if you have to pay attention to him at all times. That's back when, like, the early 2000s, when they had, like, Dallas Mullen and Mark Eddy and Mike Marcerino and St. John and those guys. They've really been they're tough when they have a lot of players to stop, and I think that's the typical Algonquin team right now. Nobody's going to want to play them in the tournament because they have guys like Carabon, who's just a matchup nightmare for a lot of teams.
And a team that we were both high on last week was Doherty. Emerging, as, again, the class of the Inter-High.
Inter-High is going to be a test every night. I don't care what their records are. Major High basketball is probably some of the best basketball you're going to see every night. So I think having Doherty play that schedule, getting those teams twice a season is just test them and get them ready for anything that Wachusett or Algonquin or St. John's can throw at them. They've won five straight, 8 of the last 9. Their only loss in that span was sort of a 9-point loss to Tantascal, which might, when you look back at it, that might be one of the best things that happened to Doherty, because they sort of wakes them up and say they can't. Not that Tantascal is a bad team, but Doherty was probably taken aback by that, losing to by almost double digits to a team they felt they should win. So Alex Momo, one of the best rebounders you're going to see. He's averaging 15 points a game. They have Noah Callery, John Forrest, and Malachi Delgado all over 10 points a game, so they're balanced and they're dangerous. They finish off with the Inter-High, North Burncoat, Maine South, and then they have the home team tournament, which will be a nice little test going into the tournament.
We were looking, Jim, if you're looking to take your wife someplace nice for Valentine's Day, you could do worse than Doherty South on February 14th.
That's the sweetheart game. Get the kiss cam out for that one. That's gonna be just a great game.
I mean, it could be it. Doherty's undefeated in the league, and South has one loss, so that could be
And South is dangerous. South is they lost to Doherty earlier this season, but I think they're gonna be they beat St. John's double overtime, so you can't take them lightly.
Right. So getting out of the Inter-High, what else you got for us there at Jim and boys basketball?
Well, boys basketball, I think I think you're gonna see those teams for Division One. I talked about Aspen earlier, they're gonna be good in their tournament. Westboro is also another team you're gonna watch for. I think they're gonna be really strong. They've had a lot of good wins. I said earlier with the Aspen Wachusett game, when they play Wachusett, that'll be a nice test to see where they are. I love when the teams from the lower divisions will play up and see what they have, because I've seen too many teams go in the tournament 18-2 and get a high seed and get all excited, and they end up just realizing they've not faced this level of competition before this year, because they've sort of padded their schedule and they just get tested. I'd rather see a team go in 12-8 and then sort of have a good run, good tested team, and just play well, especially with the Eastern Mass teams coming in, because now you don't know what they have, and it's sort of a mixed bag when it comes to who's going to play at WPI.
Right. And I'm sure next week we'll talk about some of those other teams. Last week we mentioned Hopedale and Whitesville Christian, Sutton, and all the usual suspects.
Dual Valley has been one of the teams. Whitesville Christian beat Hopedale was rolling. They managed to.
And you mentioned the Colonial League with Assabet. I mean, there's Worcester Tech sitting there with only one loss too.
Worcester Tech is just strong. They're tested. I think Assabet Assabet Worcester Tech game is probably one of the better games you're going to see this year.
Right. So let's shift gears here. We'll kind of look over at the on the girls' side. We didn't have a chance to talk about girls' basketball last week, but who are the teams who are the teams to watch there?
Girls' hoops, I think it's you got to talk about Wachusett. I think they're just at another level this year. They're just they play a good non-league schedule, so they get tested. They're built for the tournament. Their balance this year, they don't have like a Jackie Boucher or something like that, that will, key in like 25 points a game. They're very balanced. Reagan McDonald is averaging 15 points. Julian Courtney Lanfer, they're both averaging around 11 points, I think. And the problem is their leashes aren't off. They sort of have, Jim Oxford is very careful where he wants to sort of play the balance of getting the teams ready for the tournament, but they're not winning by 80 points a game. I mean, they have Westbrook, and that's going to be a game where their starters are sitting on the bench in the second quarter after a 40-point lead in the first quarter if everything goes according to plan.
You mentioned, margin of victory in getting ready for this. I looked back at their schedule, and they really, it's been, when I say 30 or 40 point wins, we know that it could probably be more than that. But
they played Neshoba the other day, and Neshoba's ranked third in our poll, and they're a very good team.
They beat them by 30.
It could have probably been more.
And Holy Name is, kind of gave them a good test there for a while.
Twice. I think last game was a little closer, but I think it's one of those things where they just haven't shown. Don't have their foot all the way on the gas because they don't want, they're waiting for the tournament. Because remember, in Division One, you have the Eastern Mass teams coming. You have a Concord Carlisle, and they're 13-1. The Franklin's 14-1. The Natick's 13-1. Westford's 11-4. They beat Westford already this season. So that's who they're playing for. I mean, they know they're going to run through Central Mass at this point. But they have to get, ready for the tournament when those games all of a sudden, these teams come across 495, and now they're trying to place this medal. And so they have to get ready for those guys. And I think with that, they play Braintree, they play Westford in the regular season. So they're trying to get a good mix of teams where they can sort of not be surprised by this level of competition jump.
I mean, talk about some of the other teams in our TNG home team poll that are having great seasons on the girls' side, Jim.
As I said, you have to – I talk about Holy Name and Neshoba are probably two of the better teams if it wasn't for Wachusett. I mean, Holy Name, they play each other on Monday night. That should be a great game. They have – Holy Name is a very good team, and who knows what can happen. That's the beauty of the tournament. Just one night you catch them slipping, and next thing you know, they get the upset win. Jenny Edmonds is averaging 15 points a game. Grace O'Hara has been a great addition to that roster. He really helped the scoring out. The Neshoba is another one that they can shake up. They were 14-0 and heading into that Wachusett game.
Jim, I feel like if I told you a team, you'd throw out their top leading scorers. So, I'll throw a team out there for you and try to stump you. But, did you see a team like Oakmont, 15-0?
Oakmont has always been good. I mean, I think they're one of those teams that, that play in the lower mid-watch leagues. I think they're no matter what they graduate, they're going to be some of the top, top teams around. I think they're the only undefeated team left in Central Mass. I think now that Neshoba went down, so I think
right.
I think
well, you have Wachusett.
I'm talking about other than Wachusett. I think there's
it's like
back in the day with Shrewsbury hockey. Back in the day, being like last year, where you sort of know they're going to be the cream of the crop. And everybody else is playing for second place. So I think having Oakmont is every year they're going to be their team to beat in there. They're sort of almost like a St. John's, where they're reserving their spot to WPI every year.
Yeah, and you look at their box scores. Speaking of Oakmont on a regular basis, and it's like 11 points, 11 points, yeah. 9 points, 8 points, 7 points, 10 points. It's just like
they're another team I think that can when the opposition dictates it. Their players like Liza and those girls. They step up.
Right. So let's switch gears from hoops and turn to hockey.
There
you go. So a sport I know nothing about, so I'll turn it over to you. Break down the hockey for us. It seems like there's, from the games I've seen and you've seen and Chris Kine, our resident expert, there really seems to still be, four or five teams there that can win it all.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody else in the poll the other day. It's weird because for years we've been because we just do a Division III poll. And for the last 3 or 4 years, it's been, okay, Shrewsbury won, and then who else? And you're sort of playing that, who do you throw in? It's interchangeable. And especially this year, it's not been a clear-cut number one team. Like, you look at that juggernaut like Shrewsbury had every year. Even if they lost, they'd lose, like, a good Longmeadow team or a Westfield team, and they sort of have to reset. this year, I mean, I think Algonquin started off really strong, and then they've sort of hit a skid lately. They started off, what, 6-0? They were number one for a while in our poll, and then they went, they've been on 2-3-3 in the last couple games. So Wachusett, same one. They've won three straight. I think they'll be the number one team again this week. They lost to Shrewsbury and Auburn and then they sort of rebounded nicely, especially after the Auburn loss, which was controversial for them as far as if that penalty shot should have been awarded. So they end the season against Hudson. That's going to be a good game to see where they are, because I think Hudson's another good team.
Right. So when you
have like five teams that could be when you look at, cases for number one.
Yeah, when you look at hockey, you've got, you know, you mentioned Wachusett. You know, Wachusett lost to Auburn. They tied Algonquin. Yeah. They lost to Westboro. Westboro beat Auburn.
Right. Exactly. So you have this whole, they're trading wins, and that's, I think that's great, because like you said, you get Shrewsbury out of there with their loaded roster, and now you have these teams that on any given night, which is going to make a great tournament.
Right. Then you have a team like Westboro, who started out really,
perfect example.
They started out strong. You know, wins. You know, they beat Wachusett in the opener.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got all the. You know, they beat Auburn 2-0 in Auburn.
Yeah.
But then they lose. You know, they lose
Grafton and Marlboro. Grafton's a good loss for them.
Grafton's,
but if you're a competitor in Division III, you should beat Grafton.
Grafton's a team that doesn't get enough credit, in my opinion,
right.
Because you know, you're talking about a school with Grafton and BVT that on any given day they prove that they can play with the
yes.
big boys.
They were the cream of the crop in Division 3A for years.
And Worcester being another team that yep. doesn't get enough credit, you know, just because you've got that A next to the number three, they just don't get the credit they should.
Nuremberg another solid team every year, so I think those 3A teams are tough. All these Division III teams are trading wins with each other, and so it's like it could be a key injury that's going to decide the playoffs. It's going to be a given night. Who's playing hot at the right time? You get a hot goalie, and then you can steal a win somewhere.
That's where you see a team like Algonquin, who had so many quality wins, but then they lose to Wachusett 5-0.
Right.
And they're 1-2 in our poll, but that's clearly not a 5-0. Wachusett is not, and Matt Lane will tell you, they're not 5 goals better than Wachusett.
No.
And
you got to look at what does something happen in Algonquin? Were they missing key players? Were they, was it just a bad night for them? Did they sort of just let the game get away from them early and they sort of just couldn't play on their heels?
Right.
They're 2-1-3 or 2-3-3 in our last eight games. But they could finish off undefeated.
Absolutely.
They have North Middlesex, Auburn, and Westboro left in their schedule, and then 2 games worth of Groton Dunstable. So it's going to be tough, because, I mean, North Middlesex is another one of those teams that steal wins all the time. Auburn's going to be tough. Westboro's going to be tough. They'll be in our poll.
Right.
So it's like they're going to be tested, but if they win those games, then people are talking about Algonquin again.
Right, exactly. One team I do want to mention that's not on our poll is Shrewsbury. Now, you look at their wins this
right.
year. You look at who they've played and they play St. John's. They play some of these Natick and Fian and Coyle Cassidy, who they played last week. Both really close games, but they did take a step up this year into Division
One, which I can't give them enough credit for that. It's one of those things where you feel, because I think they would, in the last couple of years where they had these wagons, they would have competed better in Division One. Just so happens they just did it this year when they lost a couple of people to graduation. They're what, 4-7-4, but they're, I think if they still played Division III, they'd be really where they were the last couple of years.
Well, I mean, obviously, when they played, Wachusett, who's the top team in our Division III poll, they beat them 4-2.
4-2.
And I wasn't there, but I understand it was a very good game. But, this is what Shrewsbury has been building towards.
Right.
So not technically out of the Division I tournament yet. They've got, in my opinion, some really winnable games coming up here. And I think they have to, my math serves me right, they probably have to win 4 of their last 5 games. teams to make the Division I tournament. But, you know, Canton, you know, is, in my opinion, a winnable game. You know, Bishop Fenwick is a winnable game. Long Meadow is a winnable game. Lincoln Sudbury would be tough, and Needham will obviously be tough. But, you know, I wouldn't count out Shrewsbury to make a strong push towards the Division
I
tournament.
That's what they were hoping for. I think that's when the beginning of the season, Chris kind of wrote a story on their move up Division I, and that's what I think was the big they weren't planning on, you know, being in the Super 8 and winning the whole thing and, you know, playing at the Garden and getting a state title. They wanted to show they can sort of compete at this level and build something.
Yeah, that one thing that the one thing you hear is that, you know, they were a year or too late in making this move with all of that talent that's come through the last couple of years. And if this were a quote unquote rebuilding year, why do it now? But, you know, if this year isn't the year, then what is the year to do it?
Now they can build towards it. They can see what it takes to be in a Division I program on a year-to-year basis. I mean, go back to football when, you know, when Auburn was running things. Jeff Cormier was really quick to point out that their football team could compete with, you know, St. John's and Leominster and Shrewsbury, but it would be something. It'd be a different thing to compete at that level and play St. John's week one and then Leominster week two and Shrewsbury week three with 100 boys in that team. They sort of, you know, you can see things coming, you know, chinks coming off our armor for the next couple of weeks because they lose players to injury. They just wear on them. So Shrewsbury hockey playing that Division I schedule and say, okay, this is what it takes you feasted on Division III for the last 3 or 4 years. Take a step up, and here's what it takes. This is the jump to takes Division I.
So what's the reason, Jim? And I think we all kind of know there are many reasons, but why does a team like Shrewsbury voluntarily make that jump from Division III to Division I when they can win Division III seemingly every year, be right in that championship mix?
I think it's because they have the boys in the school to make it happen. I think you want to play at the best level possible. Not that Division III is something to turn your nose up at, but I think playing at that prestigious Division I level and playing with the elite is going to make, you know, it's the thing about, you know, just, you know, being tested by the iron every week is making everybody better. So I think that's a big, big thing for them to have that, you know, play with the elite, you know, and everybody says, I mean, geez, St. John's football can't win a couple games without them wanting to be, you know, no, they should be in the Catholic Conference and play Division I schedule every week because they want to see, you know, what they can do. And I think Shrewsbury, that Division I hockey is great for prestige. It will attract eyes to their program and players will get better looks at colleges.
Right. And clearly, you know, having a Division I high school hockey program in the town already.
Exactly.
You know, now, you know, a high school hockey player who's looking for, you know, either to, you know, stay at their public school or go to a St. John's, for example, or a prep school, says, you know, it becomes more of a, you know, more of an option for them if they do want to play, you know, maybe juniors or, you know, potentially even college hockey.
Exactly. I think it's a good thing to put on the resume for both the school and the player.
Right. So, and then you really have to credit the school in the administration and, you know, I know, you know, Todd Bezidlo and the athletic director Jay Costa, you know, you really have to give them credit for putting the welfare and the careers in hockey careers of these players ahead of, you know, just winning every single year. So it becomes more of what's best for the players, you know, rather than what's best.
It takes the what if now. I mean, if they win Division III state title, it's like, well, geez, well, how would we have done Division I?
Right. And so they can say, hey, listen, we'd rather go, you know, 11-7-2 in Division I than, you know, 19-0 in Division III.
Exactly.
So it's much better for us.
Right.
So, Jim, as always, that's a little bit of hoops, a little bit of hockey in less than 25 minutes. Great job, as always. That's Jim Wilson. I'm Dave Nordman. We'll be back next week to talk some more high school sports. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Dave.